Bennington Museum is engaging with its patrons in new and innovative ways, even throughout the pandemic. David Pilichowski joins us now. He's just been named interim director of Bennington Museum, and he's going to tell us more about these great programs. Welcome, David.
Thank you very much, Mary. Glad to be here with you.
And you'll be starting this position as interim director in November, Joshua Torrance leaving the post. What does an interim director of an art museum do?
I'm only learning that now. I'm already working with Joshua and the staff. I'm learning more about the museum. I've been on the board of trustees for about 6 months. So I don't come lacking complete knowledge, but there's a lot for me to learn. And so I've started that process. My background is academic libraries, but libraries and museums have a great deal in common. Collections are one obvious point, but also we're both involved in teaching and in supporting research and a more recreational side, a place to relax, and we want to be a safe and welcoming place for everybody.
Well, David, explain more about what this People's Choice is. When you had to close down due to COVID-19 and not do the normal in-person exhibits, your organization took advantage of its collections in a unique way. Explain how that worked.
We have really large collections. We have over 40,000 items. And so at any one time, we're not able to exhibit or show most of those items. Mm. So all of those items have images in a well-organized database, and we can call on that. We had our curators identify about 250 items in the collection that we thought would be of high interest to our community. We created an online questionnaire, posted the images of those 250 items under the rubric People's Choice. We were hoping to re-engage museum goers and attract new museum goers by giving them a chance to suggest to us those items that they were most anxious to see once we were able to reopen. People's Choice became an in-person event on July 3rd, when we were able to reopen. The People's Choice has proven to be very popular, and we have a weekly tabulation of what the favorite items are. And
name like your top two.
There were at least half a dozen. There was an oil painting of a farm scene in a countryside that is almost abstract. When you look at it up close, you step back and it's just this mesmerizing piece. There's a historic bird cage that multiple generations of a family worked on, a wooden bird cage that I can't believe they had the patience to put that together.
So, David, is your plan going forward as interim director to keep implementing these same plans? Do you plan to keep these new ways to connect with patrons, pandemic or not?
This hiatus caused by COVID has given us a really good opportunity to step back and be sure we're concentrating in areas that are important to us, to our community, and will be important going forward. Mm-hmm. A museum is many things, and a place where people can learn and grow is key to that. It's no good to have a museum or a library that's in isolation. We really should be part of the community and supportive of the community. So reaching out is something that comes natural to me and I think is terribly important.